Spring is in full bloom in Kansas City, and that means it's wedding season. For most couples in the U.S., the story is pretty similar. Two people meet and start dating. Then they get more serious and become a couple, and after a year or a few years, they get engaged. But in many cultures, Asian, African, and traditional European, marriages are typically arranged by parents. As Kansas City has become increasingly international, we've become home to many couples in arranged marriages, and some of them are even arranged here. Alex Smith has a story of one arranged marriage in Kansas City's Hindu community.
About 12 years ago, Ashish Yadav decided he was ready to get married. He was 23, had studied computer and electrical engineering in college, and was working as a software programmer. Ashish had moved to the United States from New Delhi with his family when he was a teenager, and his life was not too different from most Americans. But when it came to finding a bride, Ashish's plan was pretty far from the American romantic ideal. Ashish wanted his parents to help him by setting up an arranged marriage.
Well, I've been open to that because my belief, I mean, as our culture is, you know, the parents, of course, know what's good for you and what you listen to their advice and guidance. You may not agree all the time. That's, common.
His search began the way a lot of arranged marriage searches begin these days, on the internet. He registered on Shadi.com, the world's largest matrimonial website. They claim to have introduced over 1 million married couples. Shadi.com looks pretty much the same as any dating website, and as Vandana Yadav explains, customers use these matrimonial websites about the same way.
Basically, first the look, you look at the picture, right? If you like it or not, that only you want to read the profile later. So if you like the picture, you read the profile and everything, and you see the job and education and qualification and the background, you know. So you read everything, and then you think if you like it, then you need to proceed further.
But along with the modern internet technology, arranged marriages still rely on a lot of ancient methods, too. As long as there have been arranged marriages, there have been matchmakers. Matchmakers have traditionally been older relatives or even professionals, but in Vandana's case, it was her younger brother. Vandana was 22 years old, living with her family just outside of New Delhi, when her younger brother started cruising Shadi.com to find a husband for her. The brother discovered Ashish's profile and decided to visit him while on a business trip in the United States. When he returned to India, Vandana's brother reported good things about Ashish.
Yeah, he said it's a nice family. They are like just like us. They just cook Indian food. They're vegetarian. And it's a nice boy, very well raised. They don't drink, smoke, anything. Very good boys. They're very good educated. They have a good job. So why don't you go for it? I mean, he said, even in India, you can't get a boy like that. I mean, with no, you know, drinking, smoking. If nobody does that, it's a good thing, you know, not a spoiled one.
At this point, both Ashish and Vandana got approval from their parents to get acquainted to find out if they liked each other. So they started talking on the phone, long distance from Kansas City to New Delhi. They talked every day for half an hour to an hour, and after a month, they decided they would meet and have an engagement ceremony. For a lot of Americans, a month-long courtship over the phone would barely scratch the surface in deciding on a life partner. But Ashish says that was all they needed.
We were good friends by the time we decided to meet. It wasn't something that was awkward or some, you know, that you felt uncomfortable. We were so...
There's a little bit of the shyness.
But if you spend 2 years, you really, you know, can't be sure about anything and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to say 1 month is short or too much, it's just a matter of, do you feel comfortable with the other person? And I felt I did. I was comfortable. So then that's why we proceeded.
About 8 months later, they were married at the Hindu temple in Lenexa. The Yadav's arranged marriage was different from their parents or grandparents in more ways than just the internet. In the past few decades, thousands of years of arranged marriage tradition have changed pretty dramatically. In the United States and India, dowry payments have usually been replaced by informal gifts between families. Even more important is the role children are now given in the decision-making process.
In the past, it would say it was just mostly the elders deciding, okay, this is it, you know, and you're done. Mm-hmm. Now it's more involvement with the whole family and the individual who's getting married involved.
Yeah,
it's more common, you know, input is taken from everyone before making a decision.
Supporters of arranged marriage point to how the divorce rate among these couples is just about 4 to 6% compared to the 50% divorce rate in the United States. Part of this is likely due to the stigma placed on divorce by many traditional cultures or the complex divorce laws in countries like India, but many psychologists think there's more going on. Dr. Richard Zeitner specializes in marriage counseling, and he teaches marriage counseling techniques to fellow psychologists. Zeitner says Westerners, with their storybook romance culture, often set themselves up for disappointment when they get married.
Most people go into marriages, again, we're talking about Western marriages, with a tremendous amount of expectation about the way it's going to be. It's usually idealized. It is usually romanticized, and the expectations are typically not met. When certain obstacles are encountered that are not negotiated, that's when often a therapist is summoned.
Zeitner says couples in arranged marriages don't have nearly the lofty expectations of Western couples, and because of that, they avoid a lot of disappointment. People in these marriages also view their roles differently from the couples he sees in his office.
Most couples come, obviously, with dissatisfaction of the other. There is either a conscious or unconscious wish for the other one to change and less tendency to want to change oneself. The interesting thing about arranged marriages is that the expectations for the marriage are very different. Accommodation to the other takes precedence over wanting the other one to somehow accommodate to you. I think this makes for a very different infrastructure of the relationship right from the very beginning, because the focus is on making family life, making the relationship work, as opposed to getting one's own personal needs met.
Western psychologists are just beginning to understand arranged marriages. In his nearly 30 years of private practice, Dr. Zeitner has seen just 2 couples in arranged marriages, and there have only been a handful of studies about these marriages. But the Yadav seem to agree with psychology's basic understanding of arranged marriages versus what Indians call a love marriage.
Well, I would say that, you know, in a love marriage, you already have your mindset that, well, I'm in love, so everything's happy dandy, everything's going to work out. Mm-hmm. And in arranged marriage, you get to know the person and then fall in love with them, and then it's a little bit different. It's
you try harder.
Yeah, you grow into that relationship rather than jump into it, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, that's what I'll say, yeah. I mean, you work harder to keep that relationship going in arranged marriage. Both the partners, I just want to say that.
Today, Ashish and Vandana Yadav are in their mid-30s, and they have a house in Overland Park. The Yadavs have now been married about 10 years, and they have 2 little girls.
While arranged marriage is still the norm among most Indians, others are abandoning the practice to find their own partners. Next week, Alex Smith brings us a story of one woman who did just that. If you can't listen to all of Casey Kearns today, catch what you missed online in our audio archives. And we've got a podcast. Find us on iTunes.